If you have your Bibles, we're going to be switching gears. We've been spiritual warfare. We're switching gears. In a way we are, in other ways we're not, because we never get out of spiritual warfare. It's constantly staying there. But if you have your Bibles, first passage I want us to look at comes out of Matthew chapter 16, starting in the 18th verse. Because what I'm going to do is, as I switch gears in these next couple weeks, is I want to talk about the church. I'm going to call her names and all sorts of things. But I want to talk about the church, because church is kind of important to God, you know, very important. So we're going to look at basically one of the things that kind of pulled all this together and led me this direction was we went through this spiritual warfare thing. Amen? It was 13 weeks. A little bit longer than what I anticipated when I first started, but it went all 13. One of the things that came out of this, when you stop and you think of, and you go take a military example, the military doesn't go out and win wars one man on one man. There's not a one-on-one thing. Amen? I mean, Anybody that's served in the military knows that it's all unit-type stuff. It could be a small unit all the way up to a large unit, but wars are conducted with large forces. And all the forces have jobs to do. Well, guess what? God called His church together to be a body, as a unit, not as individuals. So there is this spiritual warfare thing is conducted a lot through the body, not just you and me every day. I mean, that happens, eh? I mean, all of us say, Satan gets after each and every one of us individually as well. But together is how the church makes an impact. Do you agree? Are we awake this morning? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. All you adults didn't. I know you didn't go to Six Flags. There's only a few of you in here that have got the excuse for. Yeah,